News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Harsimrat Kaur Badal, the Shiromani Akali Dal's lone minister in the Narendra Modi government, on Thursday resigned to protest the three agriculture bills that were later passed by voice vote in the Lok Sabha. She has submitted her resignation to the Prime Minister's office, said Harcharan Bains, principal advisor to SAD President Sukhbir Singh Badal. I've resigned from the Union Cabinet in protest against anti-pharma ordinances and legislation. Proud to stand with farmers as their daughter and sister, Kaur said in a tweet. Thousands of farmers are on the streets. I did not want to be part of the government that got the bills passed in the House without addressing the apprehensions of farmers. That is why I resigned, Kaur said later. My decision symbolizes my party's vision, its glorious legacy, and its commitment to go to any extent to safeguard the interests of the farmers, the MP wrote in a 4-page resignation letter addressed to the PM. We stand with the farmers and will do anything for them. The next course of action will be taken by our party, for which there will be a meeting shortly, said Badal. Large-scale protests from farmers in Punjab against these measures have put the regional party, which draws its support majorly from peasants, under pressure, culminating in the resignation of its only representative in the government. In his speech during a discussion on two of the farm bills, the Farmers Produce Trade and Commerce Promotion and Facilitation Bill and the Farmers Empowerment and Protection Agreement on Price Assurance and Farm Services Bill, Badal announced in Lok Sabha that Kaur will quit the government, shortly after which the Union Minister of Food Processing Industries submitted her resignation. Badal in Parliament said the proposed laws will destroy the 50 years of hard work done by successive Punjab governments to build the farm sector. Vehemently opposing the bills, he recalled the state's massive contribution to making India self-sufficient in food grain production. Badal also refuted suggestions that his party initially supported three ordinances which these bills seek to replace, and asserted that Kaur had expressed her concerns in the cabinet meeting and also written to Agriculture Minister Narendra Singh Tomar, highlighting flaws in the proposed legislation. Hitting out at the Congress, which has sought to corner the Akali Dal over these bills, he accused the party of doublespeak on the issue and noted that the abolition of the APMC Act was part of its manifesto in both the 2019 Lok Sabha election and the 2017 Assembly polls in Punjab. The Akali Dal on Wednesday had issued a whip to its MPs to vote against the legislation, which have triggered protests by farmers across Punjab. It had also protested against the first of the three bills, which has already been passed by the Lok Sabha. A Pulwama-style terror strike was averted by the Indian Army with the recovery of 52 kg of explosives on Thursday in Kashmir's Kareva area, which is not very far from the site of last year's attack, said Army officials. They said the location where the explosives were recovered was near the Jammu and Kashmir highway and just 9 kilometers from the spot of the Pulwama attack in which 40 CRPF personnel were killed. We have averted another Pulwama-type attack, said an army official. The official said the explosives were found in a Sintex water tank at Kareva area of Garikal during a search operation around 8 a.m. There were 416 packets of explosives, with each one of them weighing 125 grams, said an official, adding that another 50 detonators were recovered in another Sintex tank in the area in subsequent searches. The explosives are called Super 90, or S90 in short, the official said. On February 14 last year, a suicide bomber had rammed a car full of explosives into a security convoy, leading to the deaths of the paramilitary jawans. Recently, the National Investigation Agency said in its charge sheet that Pakistan-based terrorist Masood Azhar and his brother Rauf Asgar were the key conspirators behind the Pulwama attack. FBI Director Chris Wray told lawmakers on Thursday that Antifa is an ideology, not an organization, delivering testimony that puts him at odds with President Donald Trump, who has said he would designate it a terror group. Wray did not dispute that Antifa activists were a serious concern, saying that Antifa was a real thing and that the FBI had undertaken any number of properly predicated investigations into what we would describe as violent anarchist extremists, including into individuals who identify with Antifa. But he said it is not a group or an organization, it is a movement or an ideology. That characterization contradicts the depiction from Trump, who in June singled out Antifa, short for anti-fascists, and an umbrella term for far left-leaning militant groups, as responsible for the violence that followed George Floyd's death. Trump tweeted that the US would be designating Antifa as a terrorist organization, even though such designations are historically reserved for foreign groups and Antifa lacks the hierarchical structure of formal organizations. The hearing before the House Homeland Security Committee, established after the September 11 attacks to confront the threat of international terrorism, focused almost entirely on domestic matters, including violence by white supremacists as well as anti-government extremists. The topics underscored the shift of attention by law enforcement at a time of intense divisions and polarization inside the country. But one area where foreign threats were addressed was in the presidential election and Russia's attempts to interfere in the campaign. Ray sought to make clear the scope of the threats the country faces while resisting lawmakers' attempts to steer him into politically charged statements. When asked whether extremists on the left or the right posed the bigger threat, he pivoted instead to an answer about how solo actors or so-called lone wolves with easy access to weapons were a primary concern. "We don't really think of threats in terms of left, right at the FBI. We are focused on the violence, not the ideology," he said later. The FBI director said racially motivated violent extremists, such as white supremacists, have been responsible for the most lethal attacks in the US in recent years. But this year, the most lethal violence has come from anti-government activists, such as anarchists and militia types, Ray said. And Russia's anti-doping agency plans to hand Olympic figure skater Maria Sotskova a lengthy suspension for submitting a forged document to explain a doping violation, two sources with knowledge of the situation told Reuters. The document, which Reuters was unable to review, was sent to the agency RUSADA earlier this year, the sources said. The 20-year-old athlete did not respond to a request for comment. RUSADA said any information pertaining to the results of doping tests remained confidential until made public by its disciplinary anti-doping committee. The World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA, referred questions to RUSADA. The sources said Sotskova had tested positive for a substance on WADA's prohibited list before providing a forged document to explain its presence in her sample. They did not name the substance. One of the sources said Sotskova, who finished 8th at the 2018 Pyeongchang Winter Olympics, would receive a 10-year suspension for the offences. Russian sport has been rocked by doping scandals since a 2015 report commissioned by WADA found evidence of mass doping among track and field athletes. The country has since pledged to repair its image as it continues to face international scrutiny for its anti-doping practices. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.